Hello, I'm Joseph Pierce, and please allow me to make a personal appeal for help. I'm not actually very good at asking for people to help me financially, and I don't do it very often or very well. And I'm actually not asking to be helped financially personally. I'm asking for help with respect to the St. Austin Review. For those of you that know my work, will know that I've been the editor of St. Austin Review now for 22 years. The magazine was launched in September 2001, the month of 9/11. That was the first issue. And it's a Catholic cultural journal that I think is unique. It fills a niche that no other magazine or journal, either in print or online, fulfills. And that's why it's been a labor of love. I have not been paid a penny for editing the St. Austin Review for 22 years. It's something to which I donate my time, and it's come out on time every single time since its launch 22 years ago. I'm delighted to say that we have a new publisher, the Ave Maria University, which in some sense is an old publisher, because AMU actually published St. Austin Review during the early years of its life for several years in the 2000s. But the history of the St. Austin Review is a long history. The one thing that's been constant about it is the fact that I've been its editor. There have been several publishers. So I'm really pleased that, in some sense, if you like, the St. Austin Review is returning home to Ave Maria University. But it's as of the January, February issue. Now, we've not missed an issue. I always make sure it goes out on time, and I really want to make sure that we can get the three issues necessary published between now and the end of this year. And for that, I need help. So our current publisher basically is not able to continue to finance the publication of St. Austin Review, which makes a loss. So we need donations. We need your help and support. So thankfully, and thanks be to God, that we already have a beautiful, blessed benefactor who has come forward and is paying for the July August issue. So that's coming out, and that, by the way, is on the theme of, I've got to make sure I get this right, so wait for a moment. I'll get the issue up. No, I won't. It's all right. God, oh, here we are. There it is. It's on the theme of faith and fantasy. Chesterton, Tolkien, Lewis, Rowling, and other tellers of tall tales. It's actually a part of a series of issues which we are doing to celebrate or commemorate the 50th anniversary of Tolkien's death and the 60th anniversary of C.S. Lewis's death, both of which fall this year. So that the current issue, the May June issue, is The Mere Genius of C.S. Lewis. And say this next issue, as I've just said, is on the theme. So it's the longest title we've ever had, which is why I have to keep looking at it to make sure I get it right. Faith and Fantasy, Chesterton, Tolkien, Lewis, Rowling, and Other Tellers of Tall Tales. And the projected theme for the September October issue is also a Tolkien theme issue. September the 2nd is the 50th anniversary of Tolkien's death, and that's it's going to be Faith and Imagination, and it's focusing on Tolkien's philosophy of myth. So that's coming out. Well, is it coming out? So what I'm asking for is for support from those people who see the importance of evangelizing through the power of beauty, see the importance of cultural apologetics, of winning people to Christ through the power of culture, winning the culture wars. And the winning the culture wars means cultural apologetics, literature, music, the visual arts, architecture, film, etc. The St. Austin Review has, that's exactly what we cover. So may I ask you to consider donating to the St. Austin Review? We certainly do not reject the widow's mite. So any size donation that you can afford, please. and I'll give details in a moment. But I'm specifically looking actually also, in addition to that, a constellation of supporters of STAR that are willing to contribute $5,000 a year to ensure the long-term future of this magazine, which I am willing to continue to edit until the end of my days, if there are enough people out there that are willing to support me in that effort. So please consider giving a donation, as small or as large, as you would like. And also please consider joining this constellation of people willing to donate $5,000. We actually need $7,000 to promote, to be sure of publishing the September, October issue. So that's the goal over the next 2 months. I'll probably send out another appeal 2 months after that to get us across the finishing line at the end of the year, at which point Ivy Mu University will take over. So for those interested in supporting, these are the crucial details. So you can mail your donation to the Centre for Cultural Renewal at the address 819 Monticello, so 819 M-O-N-T-E, new word, C-E-L-O, Houston, Texas, 77024. But much easier, presumably, would be for you to click the donate button on the STAR website. So if you go to austinreview.org and you go to that website, you can go to the tab that allows you to donate and click donate and pay via PayPal, I think is the method, take it from there. So thanks so much for listening to me, and please do support this very, very important apostolate in the wars we're fighting at the moment, the culture wars. I think if were this an Austin Review, well, it's not dying. He could go, you know, but were we to skip a couple of issues, it would be a significant defeat. It wouldn't be the defeat of the war, it wouldn't be the defeat of the culture war, but it would be a defeat in a battle. If you like, we have two more battles. We have the battle of the September-October issue and the battle of the November-December issue. So someone out there is able to help. Well, not someone. Hopefully several of you are able to help. Please do step forward and make a donation, however large and small, in accordance with what I've just said. I also say, by the way, if you want to talk to me personally about this, please feel free to email me on my personal website, which is jpearce@outlook.com. So I can hear from you personally if you'd like via that email address. Otherwise, go to the St. Austin Review website and make a donation. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for support and for your help. God bless you. Bye-bye.